This is Jay Koshy. I serve as the Protestant Christian chaplain at Syracuse University, and I'm your pastor for the day. Today, as we come into the Lent period that many Christians observe and Easter coming up, I thought we should think about Christ's sacrifice. And it's a good thing to focus on this. All over the world, people are focusing on Jesus and what he's done for us during this time period. And of course, it's something that we can think about throughout the year, but definitely it's helpful to do so. So here we'll look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. And this says, "So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." And again, that's Hebrews 4, reading from verse 14 through 16. So Jesus is our high priest, and this high priest, he is someone that can sympathize with us because he knows our weaknesses. How does he know our weaknesses? Because he took on human flesh. He was born and he went through all those years as a man, and he went through temptations as well. We have the passage in scripture where Jesus is in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and there he did not eat food and he was tempted. And so he knows what it is to go through temptation. Of course, Jesus did not fall to those temptations. He was able to overcome them. But he knows what it is to be sick, tired. He knows what it feels to be mocked, what it feels to have people misunderstand you, what it feels to have people hate you and want to kill you. He went through all of those experiences. And so even when we go through difficult times, we can come to him knowing that he understands and he's gone through similar things in his life. And so it says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So what a blessed thing that we as Christians can come boldly to Jesus and before his throne, and we can find help in our time of need. It says there we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So don't hesitate to come to God and to lay your burdens down before him. He is able to send special help for you personally. Yes, he knows what you go through, and he loves you, and he is able to uphold you. So don't hesitate to share with him, to come to him, to pour out your heart to him, because he, our great high priest, is able to understand. He's able to comfort us. He's able to provide for us. But yet, so many times, Christians don't go to him. And so now, during this time, as we approach Easter, let us think on all that Christ has done for us. Let us realize the importance of his sacrifice. And may we live for his glory today and always. This is Jay Koshy, serving as the Protestant Christian chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day.